Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Description of the Kingdom of God, Text number 30. Tanvikshavata rasanam shatur kumara. Vridhan dashardha vayaso viditatma tattvan. Vetrena chakshalakshatam atada arhanamastav. Tejo vihasya bhagavata pratikula shilau. Tan, them, viksha, after seeing, vata rasanan, naked, Chaturaha, four. Kumaran, boys. Vridhan, aged. Dasha-ardha, 5 years. Vayasaha, appearing as of the age. Vidita, had realized. Atma-tattvan, the truth of the self. Vratena, with their staffs. Cha, also. Askhalayatam, forbid. Tat arahanam, not deserving such a from them. Tau, those two polters. Tejaha, glories. Vihasya, disregarding the etiquette. Bhagavata pratikula shilau, having a nature displeasing to the Lord. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The four boy sages who had nothing to cover their bodies, but the atmosphere look only 5 years old, even though they were the oldest of all living creatures and had realized the truth of the self. But when the porters who happened to possess a disposition quite unpalatable to Lord saw the sages, they blocked their way with their staffs, displeasing their glories, although the sage did not deserve such treatment at their hands. Purport. The four sages were the firstborn sons of Brahma. Therefore, all other living entities, including Lord Shiva, are born later and are therefore younger than the four Kumaras. Although they look like five-year-old boys and travel naked, the Kumaras were older than all other living creatures and had realized the truth of the self. Such a sense will not be forbidden to enter the kingdom of Vaikuntha. But by chance, the doormen objected to their entrance. This was not fitting. The Lord is always anxious to serve sages like the Kumaras. But in spite of knowing this fact, the doormen astonishingly and outrageously prohibited them from entering. Om Agyanadi Mirandasya Dhananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Parana Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shat Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminidinam Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The four boy sages who had nothing to cover their bodies but the atmosphere looked only 5 years old, even though they were the oldest of all living creatures and had realized the truth of the self. But when the porters who happened to possess a disposition quite unpalatable to the Lord saw the sages, they blocked their way with their staffs, despising their glories, although the sages did not deserve such a treatment at their hands. So here it is explained about the position of Kumaras. Who were they? In the verse it is explained that they were in the Digambar way of a life. Digambar means the people, for them all the direction they enact like a clothes. So they were totally naked. And in the verse it is said that it seems like for them the covering is only atmosphere, nothing else. And in the purport, Prabhupada says they were the first born sons of Brahmaji, who are elder than Lord Shiva and other demigods. And still they kept their body is like a Ardha Dashavarshaha. Means only 5 years old. When they perform austerities and Brahmaji asked them that what benediction do you want to have? Then they said, please keep us like 5 years old only. Because till the age of 5, neither the body responds for a sexual attraction nor the mind. So there is an innocence in the heart. And after experiencing that and realizing their own constitutional position, as explained here, as they were self-realized, they thought that it's better to live in this stage of a body, or this stage of a life only. They asked Brahmaji, please keep us like this. We don't want to grow. And as explained in the purport, the last two sentences, that Lord is always attached to the people who are materially unattached, who are great sages and munis, who have dedicated their lives for the purpose of preaching the message of Godhead. And it is said that the way the doorkeepers, they behave with them, it was unexpected. In the next verse it is said, when the Kumaras, although by far the fittest persons, were thus forbidden entrance by the two chief doorkeepers of Sri Hari, while other divinities looked on, their eyes suddenly turned red because of anger due to the great eagerness to see their most beloved master, Sri Hari, the personality of the Godhead. Purport. According to the Vedic system, a sannyasi, a person in the renounced order of a life, is dressed in a saffron-colored garment. This saffron dress is practically a passport for the mendicant and sannyasis to go anywhere. The sannyasi's duty is to enlighten people in Krishna consciousness. Those in the renounced order of a life have no other business but preaching the glories of and supremacy of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Therefore, the Vedic sociological conception is that a sannyasi should not be restricted. He is allowed to go anywhere and everywhere he wants, and he is not refused any gift he might demand from the householder. The four Kumaras come to see the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Narayana. The word Surtamam, best of all friends, is important. As Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, he is the best friend of all living entities. Surtam sarva bhutanam. No one can be a greater well-wishing friend to any living entity than the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. He is so kindly disposed towards everyone that in spite of our completely forgetting our relationship with the Supreme Lord, he comes himself, sometimes personally, as Lord Krishna appeared on this earth, and sometimes as his devotee. As did the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and sometimes he sends his bona fide devotees to claim all the fallen souls. Therefore, he is the greatest well-wishing friend of everyone. And the Kumaras wanted to see him. The doorkeepers should have known that the four sages had no other business, and therefore to restrict them from entering the palace was not apt. In this verse, it is figuratively stated that the younger brother of desire suddenly appeared in person when the sages were forbidden to see their most beloved personality of a Godhead. Who is that younger brother of desire? Kamanuja. Kamanuja is krodha, anger. If one's desire is not fulfilled, the younger brother, anger, follows. Here we can mark that even a great saintly persons like the Kumaras were also angry. But they were not angry for their personal interest. They were angry because they were forbidden to enter the palace to see the personality of a god. Therefore, the theory that in the perfectional stage one should not have anger is not supported in this verse. Anger will continue even in the liberated stage. These four mendicants brothers, the Kumaras, were considered liberated persons. But still, they were angry because they were restricted in the service to the Lord. The difference between the anger of ordinary person and of that liberated person is that an ordinary person becomes angry because his sense desires are not being fulfilled. Whereas a liberated person like the Kumaras becomes angry when restricted in the discharge of duties for serving the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. In the previous verse, it has been clearly mentioned that Kumaras were liberated persons. Viditatma Tattva means one who understands the truth of self-realization. Viditatma. The super soul, there are interrelation and activities in self-realization is called the Viditatma Tattva. Although the Kumaras were already liberated persons, they were nevertheless become angry because this point is a very important. Becoming liberated does not necessitate losing one's losing one's sensual activities. Sense activities continue even in the liberated stage. The difference is, however, that sense activities in liberation stage are accepted only in a connection with a Krishna. Whereas sense activities in the conditioned stage are enacted for personal sense gratification. So there are three points that Prabhupada is clearing in this purport. First thing is that sannyasis or people who are in the sannyas order are not forbidden to go anywhere. Their entrance is not restricted because their business is nothing but to preach about the Supreme Personality of a God. So generally the person who preach about the personality of a Godhead, he always carries Lord Gadadhar in his heart. And how you can restrict the entry of Lord to anywhere and everywhere? And because they don't have any personal motivation to gratify their senses, so they are allowed everywhere to enter. Then the next thing that Prabhupada gets it clear about the position of the Lord. Lord is known as a Suruttamaha. He is really a well-wishing friend of Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And the third thing that Prabhupada speaks about, even at the liberated stage, one can get angry. It's not necessary that the person who is liberated should not feel angry. What I said, the last sentence?
The liberated stage,
But that anger, an anger of a common man, there is a gulf of difference. Because generally, as explained in the Bhagavad Gita, when our desires for sense gratification gets restricted, then the younger brother of desire, which is known as a krodha or anger, kama anuja, he appears. Kamat krodho vijayate.